Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
All right, let's talk about drug-free ways to manage depression. Depression affects, anywhere between, say, 11 to 15% of adults in this country. We're seeing all mood disorders, by the way, increase across the board, men and women, all ages. But depression specifically is increasing significantly in children as well. So I want to talk about some things to do rather than just popping a pill, because I have some issues with the antidepressants. Now, there are some cases, and at the end of this segment, I want to talk to you about when it's appropriate to take drugs. Unfortunately, too many people are giving these drugs when they should be trying some other things first, like diet and nutrition and some of these non-drug ways to manage depression. I think we're becoming too reliant on antidepressants, and these are powerful drugs that change your brain chemistry, and we don't fully understand them. I don't like it, especially when children are given a lot of antidepressants. Many of them are on two or three of these drugs, and it's causing, I think, a lot of problems. In long term, we don't even know. So let's talk about some of the non-drug ways that we can help with depressive symptoms. Now, and what I'm about to tell you really does apply, whether it's mild symptoms, whether it's moderate or severe, whether it's true major depression disorder, or maybe it's just situational, a divorce, maybe you lost a loved one. All of these non-drug therapies can apply to all of those situations, which is why I really like them. The first one is one that we used to do all the time, but it's just not done as much because it takes more time, and doctors just don't have the time. Psychiatrists, psychologists, they don't have the time like they used to spend with patients. That's why the prescription pads come out so fast. And of course, this is cognitive behavioral therapy. It does work. Depression is closely linked with negative thinking. That's been well established. Your thoughts, your behaviors, and your emotions are all going to be addressed in behavioral therapy. We're going to recognize and replace negative thinking with more positive, constructive thoughts. And I got some examples of that here in a sec. By the way, cognitive behavioral therapy was compared to drugs in the ages of 8 to 15, and it was superior to drugs in several aspects, including patient alliance to treatment, their commitment to the treatment. So cognitive behavioral therapy looks like a really good one for children. But it's really good for all of us. Here's how it works. Now, I get it. Depending on who you are and your therapist, it could be very different from one person to the next how this is done. But it basically works like this. We have these inner negative thoughts, like I'm lonely, or I feel sick, I don't care, I don't want to blank. And usually that blank is something you used to like to do. I don't want to swim anymore, and I used to love to swim. I don't want to golf anymore, and I used to love to golf. I don't want to cook anymore, and I used to love to cook. So we have these inner negative thoughts that are usually bouncing around in our head. Well, here is what ultimately the therapist is going to try to help you to do. You're going to counter that inner negative thought with an outward positive thought. But here's the key. The outward positive thought has to be true right now. Now, let me give you an example. So let's say you're feeling down, you're feeling blue for whatever reason. Maybe it's situational. Maybe it is a major depression disorder. And you have the thought that pops into your head, I'm lonely. Well, to counter that with an outward positive thought that's true right now, you might look around. Maybe you're at work and you say out loud to yourself. You say it out loud, outward. I'm surrounded by coworkers who care. So that's a true statement. Right now, I got my coworkers around me. Some of them are my good friends. So I have the inner thought in my head that says I'm lonely. I counter it with the outward verbal thought, the thought that becomes a verbalization that's true right now, that I'm surrounded by coworkers who love me and care for me. That's essentially cognitive behavioral therapy. Maybe the one where I mentioned I feel sick. Maybe you counter that with, my doctor said my lab work is perfect and I have it right here. You see how that outward expression counters that negative inward thought that's often not true. The negative inward thought in depression is often not true, so we counter it with something that's true as an outward expression. Well, my doctor said my lab work is awesome and I have it right here. So that's cognitive behavioral therapy. If you're dealing with mild depressions, especially situational depressions, before you maybe fulfill that prescription, you know, for Prozac or whatever it is, maybe you should try to talk to your doctor about getting a referral to someone who can do cognitive behavioral therapy with you. Especially in children, it works better than drugs. That's number one. Number two, light therapy. Now, let me tell you a little bit about light therapy. Traditionally, light therapy are done with these light boxes, and they mimic outdoor light, but they usually have a filter, so they diminish UV light, so you're not going to get burned. And if you do these specialized light that mimic outdoor light, sunlight, for 30 minutes a day, and you do have to do a certain strength of light, it's 10,000 LUX, lux. So make sure you get a light box that produces 10,000 lux, LUX. That's the standard. And you're going to do it for 30 minutes a day. Make sure there's that UV filter. Okay. Traditionally speaking, these types of light boxes were used, and they are effective, by the way, for seasonal affective disorder. This is where many, probably you know exactly what I'm talking about. These are the depressive symptoms that develop in the winter months, the fall and winter months. When the angle of the sun is a little off, it's not hitting us as directly, the vitamin D levels drop off, which could be a link to SAD, so make sure you optimize your vitamin D levels. But traditionally speaking, these light boxes were used in seasonal affective disorders. As a matter of fact, depressed subjects were randomly assigned to light therapy for 30 minutes and a placebo, or 30 minutes of dim light and 20 milligrams of an antidepressant called fluoxetine. Both groups had a 67% response rate. So here you had a group with the light box, and that was it because they were taking a placebo, and they did just as good as the group with the light box and the drug. So again, I think we're just jumping to these drugs way too fast when it comes to depression. So now that study was first done in depressed patients that were suffering from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. They repeated that same study in people with situational depressions, minor depression, not from a situation, but just not major depression, but minor symptoms, but there wasn't a situation that was driving the depression. They repeated that same study and they got the same results. So light boxes seem to also help in all forms of depression. It doesn't have to be just seasonal affective disorder. So light boxes, make sure you got the UV filter, 10,000 LUX, that's the standard, 30 minutes a day. Hey, it does just as good as the drug did, fluoxetine, 67% response rate. So that's cognitive behavioral therapy. Check that out for kids. You got the light therapy, not just for SAD. The next one I want to mention is one you may not be familiar with. It's fairly new. I say fairly new. It's been used and studied off and on maybe for the last decade, but it's really starting to step into its own here, and it's called transcranial magnetic stimulation. The FDA has actually proved this. It's called TMS, and it's a magnetic stimulation right over the part of the brain that runs emotion. In a 2011 review, TMS was just as effective as cognitive behavioral therapy and drugs for treating mild to moderate cases of depression. So if you have mild cases, make sure you're doing behavioral therapy, you're eating right, and you're exercising. Moderate cases, add in some nutrients like omega-3 oils. Maybe check your hormones. If you have severe cases, that's when you might need that prescription drug. But those drugs should be used last after you try these other non-drug methods. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.